Hey there, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're exploring the perception box.
Oh, interesting.
This idea that we all have these deep-seated beliefs about ourselves, beliefs that can either help us soar or unfortunately keep us feeling stuck. So today, we're taking a deep dive into a presentation by neuroscientist and organizational psychologist Nicole Vignola. She's got this great YouTube channel on Big Think where
Yeah, I've seen her stuff.
she breaks down complex ideas in a super accessible way.
Yeah, for sure.
So
Painfully good.
let's unpack this whole perception box
All right,
thing.
let's do it.
Okay, so Vignola, she describes the perception box as those fundamental beliefs about who we are, what we're capable of, and our place in the world.
It's just
So
like
yeah, it's like
a filter for how we experience reality.
a lens through which we see ourselves and how we think others see us. I'm like, yeah. Okay, I'm starting to get the picture here, but where does this perception box even come from? We're not like born with these beliefs. We're not born with it.
So Vignola points to this thing called observational knowledge.
Okay.
The idea that, especially as kids,
Kids,
we
yeah.
learn about the world by observing others.
Yeah,
We
totally.
observing and
Think about it. We're constantly watching our parents, our siblings, our friends, teachers, picking up on their behaviors, their attitudes, even their self-talk.
There's self-talk, exactly.
It's like learning through osmosis,
Totally. It's like
right?
osmosis. You're just soaking it up
Yeah.
by being around other people.
So we're soaking up these beliefs just by being around other people. And
Exactly.
this can be a really positive thing. Like,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
imagine learning to ride a bike because you saw your older sibling do it. But it also means that we can inherit limiting beliefs
You can inherit the bad stuff too.
just by observing the people around us.
Yeah.
And I think,
Vignola shares this really interesting example about two sisters.
okay.
One sister, Samantha, was always praised for her dancing, but she ended up feeling trapped by that label.
Oh,
Like,
wow.
that's all she was good for.
Interesting.
Her sister, Martha,
Yeah.
excelled academically, but she had a really hard time coping with setbacks
Because
because she never saw anyone around her struggle.
she never saw struggle, so she didn't know how to deal with it.
It's like even seemingly positive messages,
Yeah.
if they're too narrow, can end up limiting us.
Absolutely.
And on the flip side,
Yeah.
seeing others constantly avoid challenges can
Yeah.
make us afraid to like step outside our comfort zone.
To step outside, yeah, for sure.
That story really hits home for me.
I bet.
It makes you wonder, like, what beliefs have we picked up just through observation?
Have we picked up through observation?
Right.
Maybe without even realizing it.
Without realizing it, yeah.
I'm sure everyone listening can think of at least one.
At least one.
And this is where things get
And here's where it gets interesting.
even more interesting and maybe a little
A
unsettling.
little unsettling, yeah.
Our brains have a built-in negativity bias.
Oh, this is fascinating.
Wait, so you're saying we're hardwired to focus on the bad stuff?
Kind of, yeah, like
Why?
this negativity bias.
Yeah.
Actually, it served our ancestors well
Okay.
back in the day,
Yeah.
helping them avoid threats and stay safe.
Right.
But today,
Yeah.
that same bias can make us overestimate risks and miss out on opportunities.
I guess back then it was more important to like
Way more.
avoid getting eaten by a saber-toothed tiger than it
Yes.
was to like
A
try
fucking.
out for the lead in the school play,
Exactly.
right?
Exactly.
But nowadays, that negativity bias, combined with the stories we've internalized,
Combined with the stories, right?
can really amplify those negative thoughts we have about ourselves.
Amplify the negative thoughts, yeah.
So it's like a double whammy.
It's a double whammy.
We inherit these beliefs, and our brains are predisposed to focus on the negative.
Yeah, not good.
Unfortunately, it doesn't even stop there.
Oh, no.
We also have
We also have this thing called confirmation bias,
confirmation bias.
adding fuel to the fire.
Oh, confirmation bias.
Confirmation bias
God, I'm
is.
so guilty of this.
Tell me about it.
If I'm convinced I'm bad at public speaking, I will hyperfocus on every little stumble, every awkward pause.
Like you're looking for.
I'll completely ignore any positive
You
feedback
ignore the positive feedback.
and only remember the critical comments.
Yeah, and just
It's like
the.
I'm looking for proof that I'm right,
You're looking for proof that you're right.
even if it makes me feel worse.
Even if it makes you feel worse. Yeah, that's confirmation bias. We all do it.
So all this talk about
it's a common trap.
Negative biases.
Yeah.
Confirmation bias.
Yeah.
It's pretty fascinating, but it's also a little disheartening.
It can be a little disheartening.
We're not doomed to stay stuck in these negative loops forever, are we?
Oh, no.
There's got to be some hope, right?
There's totally hope.
So Vignola offers some really practical strategies for breaking free.
Yes.
And rewriting those narratives.
Rewriting those narratives, exactly.
This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
She talks about the power of small wins.
Small wins, yeah.
And this concept called metacognition.
Metacognition, oh yeah.
And you know, I think a lot of people have probably heard these terms thrown around.
Yeah, they're kind of buzzwords. But maybe they don't really know what they mean.
Fully grasped how they work in practice.
Yeah, how to put them into practice.
So let's dive into that a bit more.
Okay, let's do it.
Small wins are exactly what they sound like.
Yeah.
Those little victories.
The little things.
They often overlook.
The tiny little victories.
They can have a huge impact.
Huge impact, yeah.
On our mindset.
On your mindset, exactly.
It's about recognizing and celebrating.
Recognizing and celebrating, huh?
Oh, those tiny steps forward.
Those tiny steps.
No matter how insignificant they may seem.
Yeah. Doesn't matter how small.
Right.
The small things matter.
Like giving ourselves permission to feel good about our progress.
Permission to feel good, yeah.
Even if we haven't reached the finish line yet.
Even if you haven't reached the finish line, yeah.
And Vignola, she actually gives people an exercise.
Okay.
Where she has them identify the small wins in their week.
Interesting.
And it's amazing how people's perspectives begin to shift.
Yeah, when you start to look at the small wins.
When they start paying attention to these small but meaningful accomplishments.
Yeah, it changes your whole perspective.
So instead of beating ourselves up for not having a perfectly productive day,
right,
we can acknowledge that, hey, we actually did manage to get that one important task done.
Yeah, you got one thing done.
Or we had a really great conversation with a colleague.
That's a win.
It's about retraining our brains to focus on the positive.
Retraining your brain to focus on the positive, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about shifting your focus from what you didn't do to what you did accomplish.
Exactly.
And these small wins, they build momentum.
Okay.
They gradually chip away at those negative narratives we've been holding on to for so long.
I love that. And then there's metacognition.
Metacognition.
I'm really fascinated by this concept.
It's cool.
It's basically the ability to observe our own thoughts, right?
It is, yeah. It's like taking a step back.
Yeah.
Becoming aware of your thought processes.
Mm-hmm.
Metacognition allows us to detach from
the
emotional intensity of those negative thoughts.
So it's not about suppressing those thoughts or pretending they don't exist. It's more about recognizing that.
It's about recognizing
that
we have a choice.
We have a choice in how we respond to them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Vignola uses this brilliant analogy of a steering wheel.
Oh, I like that.
Metacognition is
taking
control of that steering wheel.
Yeah.
It gives us the power to consciously choose a different path.
Instead of just letting those automatic negative thoughts drive us wherever they want to go.
Exactly.
I love that analogy.
It's a good one.
It really highlights this idea that we have agency.
We have agency.
That we're not just victims of our own minds.
Yeah.
And the best part is it's a skill you can develop.
A skill that you can work on.
Next time you catch yourself thinking, I'm terrible at this, try pausing for a moment.
Pause.
And asking yourself.
Ask yourself, is this thought helpful?
Is this thought helpful? Is it even true?
Right. Is there any evidence?
What evidence do I have to support this?
Yeah.
That's metacognition in action.
Metacognition in action.
I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think I'm starting to understand how small wins and metacognition can help us challenge those limiting beliefs.
Yeah, absolutely.
But let's talk about the brain itself.
Okay, the brain.
Is it really possible to change those deeply ingrained thought patterns?
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely.
And this is where neuroscience offers some amazing insights.
Okay.
Our brains are incredibly adaptable.
Mm-hmm.
Vignola emphasizes this thing called plasticity of the brain.
Plasticity.
The brain's ability to constantly change and rewire itself.
So you're saying we're not stuck with the brain we were born with?
No, you're not stuck.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
I know, it's so cool.
Think of it this way.
Okay.
If we've been traveling down the same negative thought pathway for years, it's going to be a well-worn superhighway, easy to follow.
Superhighway to negativity.
But if we want to create a new, more positive pathway.
It's going to be a little harder.
It's going to take some effort.
Yeah.
It's like forging a new trail through the wilderness.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen overnight.
No, it takes time.
But with persistence and repetition.
Persistence and repetition, yeah.
That new pathway can become just as strong.
Just as strong, if not stronger.
If not stronger than the old one.
Than the old one.
Rewiring your brain is like learning a new language.
That's a good way to put it.
It takes practice and repetition.
Yeah.
But the rewards are immense.
The rewards are worth it.
This is so empowering.
I know, right?
It means we're not defined by our past experiences.
You're not defined by your past.
Or those early narratives that we might have absorbed.
No.
We have the power to rewrite our own stories.
You have the power.
To reshape our perception box and create a new reality for ourselves.
Absolutely.
I think that's one of the most important takeaways.
Yeah, it's a big one.
From Vignola's work.
Yeah.
It reminds us that we have far more control over our thoughts and beliefs.
Far more control than you think.
Than we often realize.
Right.
And now I'm curious.
I am too.
Thinking about this idea of the perception box.
Yeah.
Is there anything you, dear listener, would like to rewire or change?
Yeah. What would you change?
About how you see yourself.
About how you see yourself, yeah.
Maybe it's time to ditch that I'm not creative belief.
The I'm not creative belief, yeah.
Or finally challenge that fear of public speaking.
The fear of public speaking, everybody's got that.
What's one small step you can take today to start moving in that direction?
Yeah, think about that.
So let's recap what we've learned today from this deep dive into Nicole Vignola's work.
Yeah, Vignola's work.
We've explored the concept of the perception box.
The perception box.
How those deeply held beliefs about ourselves, often stemming from early experiences and observational knowledge.
Early experiences, yeah.
Can limit our potential.
Can really limit us.
We've also discussed.
Often talked about.
The brain's negativity bias.
The negativity bias.
And confirmation bias.
And the confirmation bias.
Which can trap us in these negative thought patterns.
It's trapped.
But make it harder to see ourselves and our abilities clearly.
Yeah, for sure.
But, and this is the good news.
Here comes the good news.
We've also uncovered.
We've got some good news.
We have some powerful tools for breaking free.
We do, yeah.
We've learned about the power of small wins.
The small wins.
To shift our perspective.
Shifting your perspective.
And the transformative potential of metacognition.
Metacognition, yeah.
In helping us recognize and challenge those unhelpful thoughts.
To recognize and challenge, exactly.
And most importantly.
Here's the most important thing.
We've been reminded that our brains are capable of change.
Our brains can change.
Allowing us to break free from limiting beliefs.
You can break free.
And create new empowering narratives.
New narratives, yeah.
It's never too late to start rewriting your story.
Never too late.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today.
A lot of ground.
But before we wrap up, I think it's important to acknowledge that this work, this journey of self-discovery and transformation.
Yeah, it's a journey.
Can be challenging at times.
It can be tough.
It certainly can be.
Yeah.
And that's why it's crucial to be patient with yourself.
Patient with yourself, yeah.
Change takes time.
Change takes time.
There will be moments of frustration, setbacks, and self-doubt.
It's going to happen.
That's completely normal.
It's all part of the process.
It's like anything else worth pursuing, right?
Totally.
Learning a new skill. Building a new habit.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It requires effort, consistency, and a willingness to embrace.
You got to brace.
The ups and downs along the way.
The ups and downs, exactly.
Exactly.
And that brings us to
okay. A
final thought-provoking question for you to consider.
Oh, I like these thought-provoking questions.
As you continue to explore the concept of the perception box.
Okay, hit me with it.
What if?
Yeah.
What if it's not just about changing negative beliefs?
Okay.
But also about questioning beliefs that might be limiting us.
Oh, interesting.
Even if they seem positive on the surface.
Okay, I'm really intrigued now.
Yeah.
Can you give us an example?
Think about someone who believes they're always the helper.
Okay.
Always putting others' needs before their own.
Yeah.
While this might seem like a positive trait.
It could be, yeah.
Could lead to burnout.
Burnout.
And resentment if they never prioritize their own needs.
Wow, you're so right.
Yeah.
I never thought about it that way. It's
Pikey.
Like even seemingly positive beliefs can become a box.
They can.
If they prevent us from fully exploring who we are and what we want.
It's all about balance and self-awareness.
So as you continue to explore this concept of the perception box, I encourage you to consider
our beliefs.
Not just the negative beliefs.
Positive or negative.
That you might want to change, but also any beliefs.
That might be holding you back.
Positive or negative.
From living your fullest life.
That's such a great point.
It's not just about...
It's not just about eliminating the negative.
Right.
But also about making sure...
Making sure...
The positive beliefs we hold...
Are serving us well.
Are actually serving us well.
Think of it like this.
Okay.
What beliefs are you holding on to...
Yeah.
...that may no longer serve you?
Mm.
Even if they've brought you success in the past.
That's some serious food for thought.
It is.
To our amazing listener, think about that for a second.
Take a moment.
What's one belief?
Big or small?
Big or small, that might be worth
examining
a little more closely.
It's a journey worth taking.
Yeah, totally.
And remember, you don't have to do it alone.
Oh, for sure.
There's so many resources available.
There are.
Books.
Yeah.
Podcasts like this one.
Right.
Therapists, coaches.
All kinds of stuff.
To support you.
Support systems.
On this path of self-discovery and growth.
And this deep dive has given us all a lot to chew on.
It has.
It's a reminder that we have the power to change. We can challenge those limiting beliefs, rewire our thinking.
Absolutely.
And ultimately create a more expansive and fulfilling life.
You got it.
So what's one small win you can celebrate today?
Think about it.
And what's one limiting belief?
Yeah.
You're ready to start challenging.
What are you going to challenge today?
Take a moment to jot those down.
Write it down.
Put them somewhere you can see them.
Yeah, make it visible.
It's a small step.
A small step.
But it's a step in the right direction.
In the right direction.
Until next time, stay curious.
Stay curious.
And keep those brains buzzing.